The joy it is to be here tonight. I'm taking my watch off, and really that don't mean nothing. It's just Luke chapter number 10. Preacher, thank you so much for letting us come and be part of the service. Enjoyed the service this morning. I tell you, preacher preached a wonderful message, and in the beginning, I tell you, it was so wonderful. We loved it this morning. This message I'm going to preach to you back in December, I always... Every December, the last 4 or 5 years, my dad is my pastor in my home church up in a little place called Henderson, North Carolina, up near Raleigh. And I always preach revival the first or the second week of December. And this past December, we went up, and the Lord started dealing with me a few weeks before about this message. And man, I got all the points like I thought I wanted, and I thought the Lord had me to deliver it. And the whole time I'm thinking, Brother Michael, this is exactly what my church needs. My dad, two of my brothers are members there, a lot of my family is members, just a little old small country church. And I'm thinking, man, I'm getting ready to nail my church right between the eyes, because this is exactly what they need. Man, I get up there, I believe it was Tuesday night, the Lord laid on my heart to preach it, and about the time I started preaching, it's almost like the Lord sat me down on the front row and said, I'm getting ready to nail you right between the eyes. You're the one that needs that. And honestly, I didn't realize hardly anybody else was in the building, Brother Mike. And I caught myself preaching to me. And my subject is our time with the Lord. Our time with the Lord. Seemed like here we are, I guess, 6 months into this pandemic, whatever you want to call it. Back May 10th, we were here. The whole group was here, and Mother's Day. And I thought, man, just a couple more weeks, we'll be back to normal. Everything will be back like it's supposed to be. Here we are almost 6 months into it, and we're seemingly no better off than we were. And I know seemingly we've had a lot of time to be by ourselves. At home, not be at church some, not be here, there. I know we've got the internet and all that stuff, but it seems like we have had a lot of time to not only learn about ourselves, but to learn more about Him. But yet somehow or another, in all this time we've had, seemingly we know less about the Lord than we ought to. I've heard it several times since we've been in this. We'd go do a internet service. We'd go do a live stream service. And I'd ask the preachers, you know, how are you handling this? Because there ain't no college classes been taught on how to handle a church through a pandemic. There just ain't been one taught. Nobody's ever experienced anything like this. Brother Michael, I've heard a lot of preachers make this statement to me. I've had a lot of time to learn about myself. How much we've missed it. How much we have took it for granted, so to speak. I mean, the fact that we get to come in here every week of our lives, Sundays and Wednesdays, and come in to a holy place, so to speak, the sanctuary of the Lord, and to come in and to meet with God's people, and more importantly than that, to meet with the God of heaven Himself. He said, because where two or three are gathered, that's where I am. But yet it seemed like we, as God's people, the ones who know this book, the one who has our doctrine down, every I dotted and every T crossed, we have taken this place for granted. And I've seen this statement more and more. Similarly, the more we miss church, the more we miss church. And our time with the Lord ought to be important. Some sayings about time. It seems like one person quoted, our time seems like it's always running out, and it's never enough. One fellow said, time waits for no man. Lost time is never found again. Benjamin Franklin said that. Time is the most important, the most valuable thing a man, woman, boy, or girl can ever spend. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back. One fellow said, the trouble is, you think you have time. We spend a lot of times doing a lot of different things. And you think about it, 3 or 4 minutes is not very long at all unless you're without oxygen. 10 seconds is not a long time unless you're in a boxing ring and you've been knocked down to the mat. A lifetime is not enough when mom or dad passes away. Our time with Christ, our time spent with Him, and here we go. I feel like I'm getting ready to knock myself right between the eyes. Number one, let's read our text. Verse number 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now this is the same Mary and Martha, Luke chapter number 11, John chapter number 11, Lazarus dies, Mary and Martha, the Lord comes to town, Mary and Martha jump on him, Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother had not died. This is the same Mary and Martha who has a brother named Lazarus. The Lord spent a lot of time at the house of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. But Martha was coming about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Be it her, therefore, that she help me. And let me go ahead and say this. We all have this Martha syndrome. We all have this Martha syndrome. There's never enough time to get done what we need to get done. There's never enough time in a day to seemingly do what we've got to do. Seem like 24 hours in a day is not enough. Seem like we need 8 days a week. We need 375 days a year. Seem like there's never enough time. We're so busy doing and busy doing and busy going and busy seeing. It seems like there's never enough time to get done. Everything that we seem like we need to get done, just never enough time. We all have. And I can see Martha. She hears the Lord's coming by. She wants the house clean. She wants the meal cooked. I mean, she wants everything perfect. And we ought to want everything perfect because the perfect Son of God is coming by our place. But she is cleaning. She is busy. She's cooking. I believe she's trying to make. I mean, my wife, we'll hear somebody's going to come stay with us in 2 months. And I mean, 2 months early, we'll start cleaning. And I mean, it's all the white glove test. She wants everything just right for the company. And I believe that's how we all are. Not enough time. She said, Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me all alone to serve? Lord, I've got the meal going. I had to clean up the house all by myself. Mary's over there. She's sitting by your feet. Lord, be it her that she come and help me. Lord, there just ain't enough time. I need some help. We've all been there. We've all been there. But listen to what the Lord said. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. And the reason I believe the Lord called her name twice is I believe He's saying, Martha, I need your undivided attention. Martha, I need you to look right here. Martha, I'm getting ready to teach you something. I'm getting ready to show you some time management. I'm getting ready to tell you that what your sister's doing is a whole lot more important than what you're doing. I appreciate you cooking. I appreciate you cleaning. But Martha, Martha, I need you to look right here. There's some things you've got to learn about your time. He said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Martha, the Martha's all over the building. Martha, Martha, look up here. There's something the Lord's wanting to teach us. There's something the Lord's wanting to show us. There's something important that we need to learn about our time with Him. Number one, our time is valuable. Our time with Him, ought to be the most valuable time we have in any 24-hour day. Any 7-day week, any 365-day a year. Our time with Him ought to be the most valuable time that we ever have. But yet somehow or another, in our lives, in our busy lives, in our Martha lives, everything else has taken precedence. Everything else has become priority. Everything else has become more important than spending time with the Lord. But we ought to realize, if we're going to raise our kids the way our kids ought to be raised, if we're going to pastor a church the way our church ought to be pastored, if we're going to be the Christians that we ought to be in this dark and desolate world, our time with Him as a child of God ought to be the most valuable time we have in our lives. The most valuable time, Brother Michael, ought to be time that we spend in prayer. The most valuable time we have, it ought to be the time we spend in His Word. And I'm as guilty as the next fella. There's always something coming up. There's always something I got to do. But friend, we need to realize that our time with Him is going to help us accomplish great things. Our time with Him is going to help this church to grow. Our time with Him is going to help us as we're the salt and the light in this world. It ought to be the most valuable time. If it's not, there's an altar right here. Our time with Him ought to be more important than the Little League baseball. Man, felt like I hit a nerve right there. Our time with Him, Brother Mike, ought to be more important than anything else we do. And I'm as big a sports nut as anybody. Don't get me wrong, I love it. But friend, if it keeps us out of church, God ain't in that. We ought to realize that it's more important that little Johnny hits a home run for Jesus than he does a home run out of the park over at the Little League ballpark. It ought to be more important that our boy or our girl knows that salvation is real and heaven is real. It ought to be the most precious time that we have teaching our little ones, hey, time with Him is the most important and most valuable time you could ever spend in the life of a Christian, in the life of a child of God. It ought to be the most valuable time. You look what he said. He said, Martha, one thing is needful. He said, Martha, it's not the cooking. Martha, it's not the cleaning. Martha, it's not making sure all the house is right. It's not making sure the meal's fixed. It's not making sure that everything is set in order. He said, Martha, one thing is needful. He said, Martha, there's only one thing you need. You need to realize that Mary's chosen some valuable time with me. You need to realize that Mary is spending what Mary needs to do. Mary has realized that her time with me is valuable. He said, Martha, you need to realize there's one thing that's needful. And it's the most valuable time we'll ever have in our lives is our time we spend with Him. The time we spend with Him, Brother Michael, it ought to be the most valuable time we have. It's valuable. But number two, not only is our time with Him valuable, but we've got to the place, number two, where we've made it vulnerable. And honestly, I'm as guilty as the next person. We've been hijacked. Our time with the Lord has been hijacked. And I'm all for technology. Thank the good Lord that we've had technology during all this pandemic, where there's been more preaching going out. There's been more radio stuff going out. And I'm not knocking technology, but friend, I want you to know this has become more important. And everybody's got one. I could take my six-year-old back here. Brother Michael, she can crack anything on this phone. This is my electronic leash. If there ever was an Olympic sport for thumbs, my girls would win it every time. They'd win the gold medal time and time and time again. They got it down pat. They can thumb with their eyeballs closed. They can thumb in the dark. They can just perfect, strong thumbs because of this. If we leave the house for church on Sunday morning, we forget our Bible. Oh, they'll have a Bible at church. We forget our phone. It don't matter if it's a half hour back to the house. We're going back to get it. Amen. And you say, you're knocking technology. No, I have the up-to-date iPhone. We've got a computer at the house. We've got iPads. We've got tablets. I'm not against technology. But friend, I want you to know, if you spend more time with your technology than you do the Lord, if you spend more time with your technology more than you do praying, and I'm as guilty as the next person, friend, I want you to know, we've all made our time very, very vulnerable. And the devil's sitting back having a heyday. I told you a while ago, there's no bigger sports fan than I am. The hardest time at our house, you can ask my wife, Brother Michael, the hardest time at our house is trying to get four of us now together and do our family altar. The hardest time in the world. Two of them's up and gone, out married on their own. We got a 6-year-old and a 14-year-old in the house with us now. But the hardest time in the world is for us four to get together and do our family altar. Because I ain't watching it this year, but in days gone by, there's been some West Coast basketball games going on. They don't start till 10, 11 o'clock. On the East Coast, it's just 7 or 8 o'clock out there. And I mean, they'll go over into 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. My wife will say, honey, the girls are getting tired, don't you think? Being the spiritual one that she is, honey, don't you think we need to do our family altar, read a Bible and pray for our missionaries and all that stuff? And I said, honey, there's 38 seconds left in this ball game. It's close. And that 38 seconds lasts about 3 days. The 38 seconds goes by. And honest to goodness, Brother Michael, I walk in there. The baby girl's already asleep. And y'all look at me. I mean, I'm dying to know who won the race today at Michigan. I'm just itching in my gut to know who won the race today. If you know, don't tell me. I'll watch it when I get to the house. But honest to goodness, we've let stuff like sports. In my case, sports. And y'all look at me like I'm the biggest sinner in the bunch, but y'all got Netflix. Twitter, Facebook. And we have let that stuff. My phone, it has a deal on it. I could pull it up right now, and mine's going to be way out of whack because my 6-year-old gets it and watches Netflix on it. But it'll tell me screen time. Starts over every Sunday, and there's already been 2 hours and 25 minutes of screen time on my phone. Started over this morning, preacher. I can promise you I ain't took 2 hours and prayed today. Here I go. I can promise you I ain't read my Bible 2 hours and 25 minutes today. And I honestly believe, church, if we make our time more valuable than we have vulnerable, this world would be a different place. The city of Paclet, the city of Spartanburg, Spartanburg County, Cherokee County, it'd be a different place if we made our time with Him more valuable than vulnerable. But the devil has set us up like a bunch of bowling pins. And I mean, he has set us up and he stood back there with our time and he has knocked us over. He's threw us over in the alleyways. And friend, he is laughing at us because the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And it's not the world's fault. They're doing what sinners do. It's our fault because we hadn't made our time with the Lord valuable. Listen what the Bible says. Mary hath chosen. He didn't say, Martha, Martha, I'm making Mary at my feet. I'm making her bow down at my feet. I'm making her listen. to every word. It doesn't say Mary's asking for a thing. It doesn't say she's giving her petitions to the Lord. It says that she is listening to every word. And I promise you, church, if we took time just to listen to what the Lord had to say, if we just take time to sit at His feet and just listen to what He has to say, I believe a lot of the trouble that we get ourselves in, a lot of the messes that we get ourselves in, we can avoid if we just take time to listen to what the Lord has to say. He said, Mary hath chosen. It's a choice you're going to have to make. It's a choice I'm going to have to make. If I want my time to be more valuable and less vulnerable, I'm going to have to choose as the husband of my house, the dad in my family. I'm going to have to make the choice. Lord, I want to spend more time with You. I want my time to be more valuable than it is vulnerable. But number three, and I'm done. Our time with Him, it ought to be the most valuable time. One thing is needful. Just one. One thing is needful. I want to make my time less vulnerable. Mary hath chosen. But Brother Michael, we got to realize our time with Him has to be vital. It's vital to our survival. Don't think this election coming up ain't no big deal. We're on the edge of the doors of this church being closed by one election, November the 3rd. Say what you want. That left side, they want nothing to do but shut down the mouth of God, the voice pieces of God. They want nothing more than to take our Bibles away from us. They want nothing more than to take our God. You say what you want. This election is probably the most important election we have in our lifetime. And if we don't spend some time with the Lord, if we don't spend some time with Him, if American people don't spend time and exercise your right to vote, we're in trouble. Our time with Him is vital. You say, preacher, political. Somebody needs to. The time with the Lord, Brother Michael, it's vital for the survival of the Morning Star Baptist Church. Our time with the Lord, it's vital for this little fellow right here. Your time, my time's vital for them too back there. The devil wants nothing more than to knock us off course. He wants nothing more than to get us distracted, get us out of the ministry, so to speak. In our time with Him, we better realize it's vital for our survival. It's vital for us as children of the light. It's vital for us as witnesses out in this world. Our time with the Lord is the most vital time that we have. And now more than ever, the people of God better stand up. Hey. Under the power of God, and let His voice be heard. He said, Martha, Martha, thou careful and troubled about a lot of things, but one thing is needful. Mary's chosen that good part, and listen to what He says, which shall not be taken away from her. Brother Michael, I struggled just about all my life trying to figure out what that meant. But I come to realize, and this is the SMV, Scott Matthews version. If I ain't right, you take it up with your preacher. He can straighten it out later on. But I believe He's saying, Martha, Martha, there's coming a day you won't be able to cook. Martha, there's coming a day you won't be able to clean because of this thing we called age. Martha, there's coming a day you won't be able to go, you won't be able to do, you won't be able to work. Martha, those things can be taken away from you, those temporal things. Those things that are seemingly a little important here, but in God's eyes they're not important. Now this is not a message to get you to not do nothing for the cause of Christ. It's not a message to make you lazy. But I believe he's saying, Martha, those things will be taken away from you. Your ability to go, your ability to do, your ability to cook and clean and work, those things will be taken away from you. But what Mary's doing, it doesn't matter if Mary's laying in a hospital bed. It doesn't matter if Mary's crippled from the neck down. It doesn't matter if Mary can't go. It doesn't matter if she's restricted to a recliner. It doesn't matter. Mary can always spend time with me. Church, we better realize, Michaela, come on to the pen. Some of the stuff we're doing, it may seem important to us now, and some of it is. I mean, I love a good meal. I love a clean house. But the Bible says everything has a season. We better realize we need to spend time with Him first. First and foremost, because there may come a time when all that other stuff's going to disappear. We won't be able to do. We won't be able to go. We won't be able to cook. We won't be able to clean. We won't be able to do the stuff that we think we ought to get done. But there'll never come a day. There'll never come an hour in our lives where we can't just bow our head and spend a little time with Him. There'll never come a day, he said, Martha, Martha, thou careful and troubled about many things. But church, one thing is needful. The Marthas in this section, one thing is needful. Mary chose it. The Marthas in this section, one thing is needful. Mary chose it. The Marthas in this section, he said, one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen the good part. Our time with the Lord. Brother Michael, we want to make it valuable. We want to keep it status quo, vulnerable. We better get back to the place where we realize if our kids are going to serve God in days to come, it better be vital. We're going to stand all over the building. Michaela's going to sing this song. The song goes right along with the message. If you need to come to these altars, you come right now. If you need to be saved, I couldn't think of a better time or a better place. You'd give your heart and life to Jesus Christ and be saved. But I'm telling you, our time with the Lord, it ought to be the most important, especially now when it seems like all's going crazy, seems like everything is going berserk, especially now. We better realize just how vital our time is with Him. Lord, I want to thank You for this day. God, I want to thank You for Your love and Your mercy. And God, I pray right now that You'd help us to be better time managers. God, help us to manage our time better with You. And God, I pray that You'd help us to realize just how valuable it is and just how vital it is. And God, I pray that You'd bless this church. God, I pray that You'd help them be the lighthouse in this community, reaching men, women, boys, and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, help us now in this invitation. And all that's said and done, I want to be careful to give You the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Michaela's going to sing this song. Goes right with the message. If you need somebody to pray with you, you let us know. We'll pray with you while she sings. If you need to come, you come right now.
Quiet afternoon in Bethany. Mary sits alone at Jesus' feet. But in the other room, Martha has so much to do. She's missing out on fellowship sweet. And I know I could be Martha all day. Let my chance to be with You slip away. I wanna be Mary for a while in all that I do. Close the door to everything that keeps my heart from You.